Welcome to Random Radio. I'm your host, David Bolander, and thanks for listening in. So, every week for you new guys, then we discuss a random topic, whether it be from a listener like you or my choice. This week, then we're going to be discussing bullying. And before we begin, I'd just like to remind you guys that that any opinions shared on the show are only that, opinions, and that you need not take offense to anything I say, simply because it's just my opinion. And with that out of the way, let's get on with the show. Just really quickly, I'd like to note that I had a conversation about bullying, hence where I got this idea, not like 2 hours ago. So sorry if I sound like very, I don't know, you might get it. But yeah, I had this conversation with the relative who actually recommended this idea for me within the last 2 hours. So I'm very like, well, somewhat remembering, mindful of it. Anyway, let's get started with it. So let's start off with the actual definition of bullying. I'm pretty sure that I don't have the Google definition pulled up or anything, but it's basically the repetitive and I don't know if incessant is the word I should use, but I'm gonna use it anyway. If it's an action that is like repetitive and actively intends to infuriate, distract, get a reaction out of somebody, right? That's bullying. If it's repetitive and if they have been asked to stop, right? Now, it gets more complicated, but we'll talk about that later. So one really quick experience that I've had. So when I was younger, I was bullied, I guess, but it was entirely my fault, and we'll get back to, well, not entirely my fault. It was my fault as to why it went on so long. But anyway, so when I was younger, in like fifth grade, I was bullied. They were friends, right? And eventually their teasing just got to a point where it was just crazy. It was crazy levels. You can, like, if you haven't ever been bullied before, you can't really even imagine it. It's just like, and what was annoying about this situation was that they were friends, right? And it wasn't like just suddenly one day they just started bullying me. No, it was gradual. It was very gradual. Like over the course of a month, they're teasing and they're like, you know how like you get like a friendly punch on the shoulder or something? Well, that grew a little bit. It grew to throwing me out into the street or something randomly. But yeah. It just grew, and it's annoying that I didn't catch it. I didn't catch it earlier that I was being bullied, right? Because it just grew so slowly. It's like if you've ever watched water slowly drip from like a ceiling or a wall or something, then you think, oh yeah, I can see it's not making much of a difference, right? And then the next thing, and then like you leave it alone for like a week, and then you go back to look at it, and then suddenly your entire wall has just got water stains all over it, right? But it's kind of like that. It's annoying. It's annoying, and you don't really realize it until you take a step back and you look at it again, right? It's kind of crazy. But yeah, something specific about my situation is that I didn't tell them to stop. I don't know if it was because I was afraid or I didn't really realize that I was being bullied or what. But I told parents that I was just like I was done with it, right? And that wasn't even the thing I was done with. I was just so angry about something. I can't even remember what it was, but like I was angry about something. I'm pretty sure I assumed it was either school or the walk home, or I was just annoyed with friends generally. I don't even know. But yeah, so that brought out a huge, huge bout of depression for a long time. And I even went to counseling for it. So that wasn't fun. No, the counseling was good, but the having, so when I told my parents, they told, or I think I actually told my cousin first, and then he told my parents. Now my parents told the school, so then not a week later, then me and those friends got called into the principal's office, right? And I didn't even realize that I had been really bullied, and the principal was like, hey, you're being bullied. You're being bullied. Is it all right if I ask these two friends to come in? And I was like, yeah, I'm totally fine with that. I don't think that they're doing anything. I don't know. Like, I knew they were doing something wrong, but I guess it didn't really occur to me how it had implied or how much it, like, had an effect on my life, right? So I don't even know. That was my situation, and the principal, and they didn't even know that they were bullying me, is what's crazy about it, is that and that's how I've realized it, is a lot of people don't even realize that they're bullying when they are, right? For example, I have a girl in my English class, and if she's listening to this, I'd just like to say hello. You probably don't know me very much. It's not my English class, but my earth science class, my first hour. But yeah. Anyway, she's a little different. Let's just put it that way. I don't mean to put it in a negative way or anything, because she's an amazing person, right? And she has some very unique opinions, which can get her into a little bit of trouble with people who don't agree with her, right? Or it makes, I don't know, it seems like she doesn't really have very many friends, but I do know that she does have friends, which makes me very happy. But anyway, I don't know how much she gets bullied or how much she doesn't get bullied, but she's talked to her friends, and she hasn't really talked to me about it, but she has talked to her friends about just, like, I don't know, about how she knows that people talk behind her back, and how she's had people come up to her and just repetitively just slap down on her, right? And that's where it becomes bullying, right? So teasing. Let's cover this really quick. So, or not so quickly, but let's go with teasing, okay? So, in my opinion, teasing is okay up to a point, okay? So, basically, teasing's all right. Like, if everybody knows it's a joke, if everybody laughs about it, that's amazing, right? It's all right. It's all right. But then once it gets to the point where somebody starts saying, "Stop it, you need to just shut your mouth," right? Shut your mouth and even ask them, "Hey, what do you find annoying about this?" Or, "What do you find offending about this?" Right? And then you need to stop immediately, because if you continue to do it, even just throughout the rest of the conversation, you're going to continue doing it for the rest of forever, right? And that's where it becomes bullying, is once you is basically once you start doing it to actively infuriate somebody, or not even that, but like if you're defying somebody's wishes that you would just not do it, that's where it becomes annoying. Like, I don't know. Like, I have an uncle like this. And I understand his situation mostly, partially. And I'm sure I don't understand it enough, but yeah, he was teasing my stepmom a lot more than she is used to, and she actively told him to stop. He didn't stop. And so then she and my family had to leave, because my uncle was just being so terrible, and he did apologize for it. He knows what I'm sure that he knows what he did was completely and totally wrong in her eyes. And that's honestly what bullying really comes down to, between the teasing and the bullying, is who is giving it and who is getting it, right? Like, if you're giving it and you realize something's wrong, you need to stop, right? Because somebody else probably thinks it's wrong too, for one, and for two, you're probably not comfortable with it yourself if something feels wrong. And then in the way of, if you're getting it and you feel something's wrong, tell people, okay? Tell people that you don't like it, right? Which I know is ridiculously hard to do. I really do know. Yeah, and I'll talk about that here in a minute, but yes, tell people that you don't like something, right? And then you might actually be able to fix it, or and then the situation might be able to actually be fixed, and it won't turn into bullying, right? And that's what I'm and here's what I'm going to call it. I'm going to call it unintentional bullying if the person doesn't talk about it, right? But I will say that it has been brought to my attention through that conversation I had earlier about just that unintentional bullying is just as dramatic, if not more dramatic, and mind-wrenching and everything than regular bullying, right? It's honestly, I'd even say that regular bullying is better. I'm gonna probably be like sued or something for that, but I honestly think that it's better, because like me personally, having been a recipient of unintentional bullying, I always told myself, like, it's my fault that I'm being bullied, right? And all I have to do is say no. And then I proceed to not say no, and it gets worse and worse and worse, right? And honestly, even in fifth grade, I got to the point where I had suicidal thoughts, and that was Man, that was not fun. That was not fun, and I went to like a year of counseling for it, and or it was probably closer to 6 months, but I don't even know. I had a lot of counseling for that, just to be sure that, like, you know, because I blamed myself for the fact that I was getting bullied, right? Even though it was being done to me, but it was mostly just because, like, I didn't tell anybody, right? I didn't tell anybody what was happening, but yeah. And, but then on the other hand, I have had people just actively say rude things to me over and over and over, especially during school. And honestly, that's easier for me just because I'm like, okay, you're just trying to make a living off of this. Because their group of friends is behind them, like cheering them on, right? Cheering them on, just laughing at whatever they're saying. And you know what I do? I find it so much easier just to laugh along with them and just not even care. Like, I act like I care sometimes where it's just. Or I put my face into a grimace, sometimes actively, sometimes unintentionally, and it's just, and I just keep on walking, right? And that's a good response for me, right? For people who it gets under your skin, you need to tell somebody, okay? For me, then those weird taunts that people just do randomly at school, they don't get to me. And so I think that in that situation where it doesn't get to you, that's okay. To just kind of take it, especially if you need to be somewhere or if you don't have the energy to deal with it, right? Because that's what I've realized in high school is that you need to pick and choose your battles, right? It's not just like, because I've heard parents, I've heard counselors tell me, like, well, just stand up to him. If you don't like it, then just tell him and just stand up to him. And I'm just like, by lunch, I don't have the energy. I barely have enough energy to get through the rest of the day. I'm not gonna stand up for something that I don't even care about, right? So I don't know. For me, where it doesn't get under my skin, I just don't even bother telling them anything because I know they're not gonna stop anyway. And even if they did, then it's like it's not worth my time, in my opinion. And it doesn't get under my skin. I'm honestly fine with it. But I know other people, it does get under their skin. And this actually, I actually witnessed this happen on like Wednesday. There's a kid in front of me in my school's lunch line, right? And there's that one, you know, that one group of kids that they're always like rude or they're just, you know what I mean, right? They're more annoying than they are actually mean. But I had this situation where I was sitting behind, or I was standing behind this kid in the lunch line, right? Both of us were just minding our own business, just loners, right? Loners in the lunch line, just trying to get our food. And this group comes over and starts bullying the kid in front of me, not physically, but like he says, oh, a rude comment or three, and then the kid's like, hey, just back off, right? And the guy and his group just keep on laying it down, and they just start laughing about it, right? And then he says, and the kid just says, no, back off, right? Back off, stand down. And so then within the next 3 seconds, then the guy in front of me had his face pushed up to the person in front of him's backpack just so they could get farther into the line and away from that group, right? Or closer to the lunch ladies because they would actually do something about it. And I seriously was standing behind him, and I don't know what didn't come over me, but like I just, for some reason, I just didn't go up to there and defend him because I knew he was being annoyed, and I knew if he got a friend or if you got somebody with him, I knew the kids would back off. But for some reason, I just didn't. And that's one of my bigger regrets from the school year is just that I'm not standing up to these kids and other people do, it does get under other people's skin. And I'm very proud of this kid because he's doing exactly what I'm going to tell you, or exactly what I'm going to tell you, right? Basically, if it does get under your skin, tell them. Tell them, and if they don't stop, leave, right? Like, and I understand, like, if it's like at work or something, go tell HR, go tell your manager, go tell your boss, go tell somebody. Go tell somebody else, right? And then at least they can get some kind of consequence for it, right? And I understand that like in the lunch line and stuff, then like there's not a whole lot you can do in that exact like you can't just leave the lunch line because then you're going to be spending your next 20 minutes getting your lunch and that's half your lunchtime gone, right? You're not even going to have time to eat your food. But yeah, I'd highly recommend if you can tell somebody, right? Or at least last long enough to withdraw that you can withdraw from the bullying and then go tell somebody. Go tell a teacher, go tell Go tell your boss, go tell a friend, a coworker, somebody, right? Somebody that can actually do something. Well, even just telling somebody, right? And then it gets easier to tell other people. And then eventually it gets spread around that this person's not cool and this person isn't doing just the cool thing, right? And eventually it gets around, and believe it or not, then they actually stop doing it because suddenly they don't have an army to back them, or there's an army facing them, right? It's, I don't know. It's, bullying's hard. And I haven't necessarily, I think I have unintentionally bullied somebody before. I couldn't place a moment, but I'm sure I have at some point. But the worst part about unintentional bullying is that you don't know, right? Like, unlike the kids in the lunch line, where they were actively bullying him, right? And he had told them to stop. Then in my situation, where I didn't ever tell them to stop, then they didn't ever think they were doing anything wrong, right? And that's the danger of it, honestly, is that, like, if you don't tell somebody, nobody knows that they're doing something wrong. And so everybody thinks that they're doing the right thing, right? Like, you being bullied are thinking you're doing the right thing by not getting them in trouble, by not having to deal with another interview about something, right? And you're thinking that everybody gets a win out of it except you in this one specific location and time during the day, right? But honestly, it's I don't know. I'm having a hard time explaining it, but, like, if you my main takeaway that I hope you have is that if you're being bullied, tell somebody, right? And I know it's scary, I know it's hard, and I know I should probably tell somebody if somebody's bullying me, which they're not right now. I don't want parents to freak out about that, but if you are being bullied, tell somebody, right? I don't care if it's your friend, I don't care if it's your boss, I don't care if it's HR. If somebody is bullying you and you've actively told them to stop, go tell somebody, right? And then maybe they can tell your boss, even if you can't, right? Or maybe they can tell them if you can't, right? And that's my main takeaway I hope you have from this, is just that, like, bullying, it's annoying, it's terrible, but know that sometimes not every people don't really know that they're bullying, and the only way they are going to figure out, or they are going to know sometimes, is just that you have to tell them that they're bullying you and that you don't appreciate it, right? And then if they continue to not do it, then just leave the situation, and they'll get dealt with, right? Leave the situation, go tell somebody, and they will be dealt with, right? They will either stop, or they will give you an apology, or they might continue with it, at which point then it can be pronounced as a sort of harassment after it's happened X number of times and at X level of, and at Y level of intensity, right? Like, bullying, it's a very complicated subject, and it's touchy for a lot of people. But I don't know. If somebody tells you to stop, stop, right? If somebody's telling you to stop doing something, just stop doing it. That's my viewpoint on it. And I know that doesn't work all the time, but in a general sense, just tell them to stop. And if they don't stop, walk away, right? That's generally it. But I know there are specific situations where you just can't do that, or where there's one reason or another you can't, right? Or where that doesn't work, or it wouldn't work effectively. But in most situations, it does. Right? In most social situations, it does work. But then also know that, if it doesn't get under your skin, I'd say watch out for them. Okay, just watch out for them. See if it gets under other people's skin, and then you can report about that. Right? Like, if you know that somebody's doing something that might hurt somebody else, keep an eye on them. Right, keep an eye on them, and then if you see them doing something wrong to somebody else who just hasn't spoken up, speak up, right? Speak up about it. And I know I'm terrible at this. I'm absolutely terrible at speaking up about things, but hence why I have a po well, no, not hence why I have a podcast, but, like, that's one of the reasons why I wanted to make this podcast specifically, so that I could cover these annoying random topics, right? The topics that nobody really talks about, like, nobody really likes to talk about bullying. Nobody likes to talk about step parents. People just don't like to talk about these kinds of things, right? And so that's one of the reasons why I made this podcast, is just so that then I could get these views out there, right? I don't even care if anybody even listens to this, right? As long as I just care if one person gets a takeaway from this, right? If somebody gets just one thing out of this entire podcast, I that's all I care about, right? If it was helpful to even just one person, I'm fine. But yeah, just and I've got to wrap this up because it's like 9:15 or so, and I just really need to get going to bed. So to close this off, just remember, if you're being bullied, tell somebody, okay? Tell somebody, or otherwise nothing's going to happen, right? And I hope that this podcast will give you a little bit of a boost in your confidence, because I know this from personal experience, the consequences of telling somebody no are not nearly as bad as you think they are, right? Like I always thought that, like, oh yeah, they're gonna like beat me up after school or something, right? Or their parents will, or I'm gonna get into trouble for it, right? The facts are, you're not gonna get into trouble, right? And if I could, I would stand next to you, right? If I could, I would totally just stand next to you, hold your hand, face them off, and just say no, right? And if you see somebody else getting bullied, just help, okay? I don't care if it's just one word. I don't even care, as long as you're not helping out the bullies, but I just care that you take action into other people's getting bullied, and you can tell that it's like, if you can tell that it's getting under their skin, go help, right? Or if you can tell that they're getting annoyed by it, go help, okay? Because I know from personal experience that it's really hard to stand up to bullies, right? And I find it way easier to stand up to somebody else's bully than my own, honestly, right? Like there's that annoying group, and I don't know, I found such a bigger urge to help the person that was standing in front of me in the lunch line than when I have to pass them every day for lunch, and they just say rude comments. They don't even touch me or anything, but it gets under my, it doesn't get under my skin, but I can tell that it gets under other people's skin, and I just, yeah, just speak up about it, help them. The teachers in the school probably can't do much about them specific, about my group specifically, not my group, but the group of bullies that attend my school. But yeah, just, I don't know, if you're being bullied, tell them to stop, and if they don't stop, walk away and tell somebody, right? Go tell somebody that there's something wrong happening. And then if you are helping some and then if you see somebody else getting bullied, go help them, right? Go help them stand up to their bully, and then if you both tell them to stop and they don't stop, walk away from the situation and go tell somebody, because at that point then it's getting to a level that it is considered bullying, right? But yeah, I gotta wrap this up. So just have a good, I just hope that you guys have a good rest of your day, I guess, or night, depending on when you're listening to this. But yeah, I love it when I get to talk about these random little things that nobody really likes to talk about. But yeah, just have a good rest of your day. If you see somebody getting bullied, help. Try to work up the confidence to do that. I know it's hard. I know that's how it is, but just do your best, right? And honestly, like, I understand life's hard, right? Life's hard. Things are gonna happen, and your best isn't always enough. But what I'm here to say is that your best is enough, right? Like, you're gonna get by with your best, as long as it is truly your best, right? I'm doing my best in school right now. I'm doing all that I can without fainting, without falling apart at the seams. I'm doing my best, right? And honestly, I'm passing, not with amazing grades, but I'm passing, right? And that's all I care about, is getting the credit. And sometimes then you just have to lower your standards a little bit. But yeah, I'm gonna stop going on a tangent, and I'll just close this off. So, I'm David Bolander, and this was Random Radio signing off, and have a good rest of your day.